On recording, if there's no objections. Greetings. This is the ORAN TOC meeting for March 25th, 2020. Welcome. Farheen is our scribe this week. She's turned on recording. We'll start off with our roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri?
Yes, Jin from China Mobile.
Thank you. David?
Hi, this is David from BT.
Thank you. Masafumi-san?
Hi, this is Masafumi from Docomo.
Thank you. William? I don't see William yet, and Vishwa. I don't see Vishwa. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. We have a four member, so we have enough for a quorum, so we'll continue on with our activities. Our first activity is to approve last week's meetings minutes. This is from March 18th, 2020. We have recorded video and audio. We have the minutes here taken as part of the meeting recording records. Is there anybody who has any comments, corrections, or changes to the minutes from March 18th? Okay, with that, I'll call for a vote to approve the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from 3:18?
Yeah, I can make a motion. Yeah.
Thank you. Jinri, do I have a second?
Yes, I'm David here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Jim saying aye.
Masami saying
aye.
All those against say nay. Thank you. We've approved the minutes from March 18th. So if we return to our today's March 25th minutes. The next item is today's agenda. I will briefly mention one point here. I'll inject something that this is our last meeting in March. Next week will be our first meeting in April, and we will cross over completion of our first year as a open source project and community. You know, congratulations to everyone, and thank you all for participating and contributing to getting that first year going. It's been an interesting and challenging ride at times, and we continue to live in interesting times. But it's really the all the participants, the people who join this call on a regular basis and contribute, that make the community. So I want to thank everybody. With that, also, we will be transitioning next meeting to add three additional members to the TOC. And, you know, we'll then move to a nine member TOC at this time. And I'll welcome those new members next week. And so that'll hopefully continue to evolve our community and drive us to continue to address the needs of the community it be successful. So I look forward I look forward to that. But I just wanted to make that make those notes to people, the thank you, and also the recognition that next week we'll transition in our format to include those new members. With that, let's talk about today's agenda. Does anyone have any items to add to today's agenda? Okay, with no one adding any new items, we'll continue to move on to item 5, votes and approvals. Are there any outstanding votes or approvals that need to be addressed at this time? Okay, so we're caught up. That's good. So then we'll move on to item number 6, which is our marketing. So we should be, looking at, Jinri, is there anything new from your perspective that we need to discuss in terms of marketing or upcoming activities?
Probably no. I'm not aware of. Okay. I will let you know, I mean, if I realize anything. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. We're all kind of consumed into this new world of activities. At some point, we do have to talk about how we, broaden our communication and, reaching out into the bigger community. And so that's going to be an interesting thing that we just, need to continue to educate and, expand our community as we move forward. We can't sit just, hunkered down amongst ourselves without communicating progress and activities. So this is something that we will have to get back to at some point, as well as the rest of the world. Let me just update my... all right. Now, let's move on then to open items that we have. I think the first item on the list is really the discussion of the O1 options with Viavi. Is anybody ready to available to discuss that or any updates?
I see. I think Ngwei is on the call. I'm not sure if we had a discussion or not, but I think we need items 7A and 7E kind of rely on a decision from us to Viavi. Are we doing the work with Viavi? Because 7A and E, I think both depend on the fact that we are going to use Viavi. Oh, I see. So we cannot proceed until we know that.
Well, I think A was a little even precursor to that. They were going to discuss, what O1 functionality was available to meet their needs and how that was going to work. So I think there was some work to be done there as well. So. All right. Since it's 01, I'm assuming, let's see, is Martin on today? Yeah, Martin. So Martin and John Kearney.
Hey, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry about it. This is Koo from VRV. I was having some problems, right? Technical difficulties with my headset. Okay. So I can provide a technical update on the from the VRV side, if that'd be okay for this team.
Sure.
Okay. So John, Martin, and the High Street Technologies team, myself, right, we met up earlier this week. And basically discussing the needs, right, from a testing perspective for how VRV can be supporting the O1 testing that's actually required here. So we had a very good meeting, right? I think we are very pleased to be meeting the experts, like, you know, John, Martin, his team. And then I think what we basically concluded from the discussion is that John has shared that there's going to be more discussions for upcoming within the group to talk about the potential use cases, which will be requiring the corresponding O1 testing support from the VRV emulators. So in our meeting earlier this week, we basically touched on a range of things, right, including what measurements, right, performance measurement counters can be supported from VRV, and then the interfaces that we can try to get the PM counters, right, over to the rig. Yeah, so very similar discussions, right, as compared to what we are having at the moment for dynamic traffic steering to Rigwig's point. That's all related, but just that one is basically over the E2 interface. This one is basically over the E1. And then from a VRV perspective, obviously, we'd like to join this planning meetings to make sure that we are tracking the team and working alongside the team to adjust our plans accordingly to support what's needed for the O1. Yeah, testing work. And I believe John and Martin mentioned that the need is potentially for the next release. I believe it's called a cherry release.
Yes.
Not anything for the bronze. So that's the update for that topic. And I wanted to thank the team, right, for getting us up to speed. Thank you.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? Okay.
Jack, just had one little thing. Maybe cool if you could put up some notes or something from that meeting as to how VRV plans to facilitate the O1 interface, just like the slides you had shown for the E2 discussions on the simulation side. Some notes would be helpful.
Yeah, so real quick, good morning. That's a very good point, right? So I plan to compile the three ongoing threads, right, into a single deck. So remember the deck that I shared with myself, right? We had both options, we're adding the third one. So that we basically have, and we wanted, in fact, I've actually discussed with my team, earlier this week that we wanted to see whether we can make sure that we can get like a swim lane table at the end of it and look at how basically VRV is actually supporting the team, right, across all the three different parallel threads, if that makes sense.
Great. Yeah, thank you.
We'll get it going, Roy, and share it with the team in the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right, so let's move on to B. Jinri and Farheen, did you update links for the demos?
Not yet, because, the virtual exhibition has not been released yet, but it will be coming probably by next week. Yeah. I kept this in mind. I will update Farheen on this.
All right. Item C is Tracy. It says clarify OTIC. I don't see Tracy on today, which is fine. But for people who don't, that's OTIC stands for, Open Testing Initiative?
And Integration.
Integration?
Open Testing and Integration, yeah.
Okay. So we'll look for that update next week. We're, working on improving and coordinating with testing activities. We'll get to some more here in a minute. Farheen, did you get a chance to work on the events page and update with the Plugfest information?
I have not, Jack, because I'm still waiting for Tracy.
Okay, no problem. Let's. I'll find some time to work with you to get that. And you know, get Tracy. We're all kind of on different schedules right at the moment. Different in the meaning that new, and we're trying to get all our work done. All right. Ritwick already talked a little bit about E, which was the update from the TSC with the short-term, long-term emulator support.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more you want to bring up on that, Ritwick? I think this is now probably front and center for us to address here over the next short while to get an answer on how we're going to proceed.
If I could just share one picture, it might help. I'll also upload the slide. That's what the top picture is, the end state. The bottom picture is the short-term state. So you see, and for each of these states, there is a plan what we need to do for the short-term setup, and also I think Vyavi has provided specifications as to for each of these steps. You know, what performance is needed from the server standpoint. So I think this deck will help. I will upload this in the RSEC meeting notes. So that in a nutshell, I think that's what we want to do, Jack, the short-term state and the end state, where we can test the DUs, we can also get the E2 simulator included. Alex is working that angle, so that it can talk to the DU and actually get some real data to facilitate the XApps. So, yeah, that's the update I wanted to just provide so everybody knows.
Okay. And just to be clear, everything that we're talking about here really is for the open source community. You know, there's some parallel activities that you may hear or talk about on the fringe where we're doing some additional work, or someone else is doing some additional work with Vyavi, but we're focused here on what's common.
That's right. Yeah.
For the community. All right. Let me reload the page. Okay. So we're down to let's see. Jack will update. That's the emulator. Okay. Update timelines. Okay. So I did post here on under releases. We have our bronze release and our historical amber. But I added Cherry and D as proposed timelines. Now I cleaned up the chart a little bit differently for these releases. You'll see that all I tried to move all the development activity to one row to make it a little clearer around what's development, what's testing, what software requirement tasks and documentation leading up to the release, and then the ORAN coordination. And under the ORAN, I added a specification freeze to the first block in the Cherry release, trying to refer to this discussion that we've been having about at some point the software community has to decide what version of specifications we will build to in that particular release. So I wanted to call out on the ORAN Alliance track that as of, you know, to really be able to do planning and work, we have to freeze what specifications we're gonna work with. And, you know, what versions. So you know, I'm happy to take comments about how we can improve what's here, but this was taking what we had, trying to make incorporate and make it a little bit clearer for people. And then I did the same thing for a D release. So you'll see Cherry runs from June 15th to December 12th. We will now kind of settle into that 6-month cycle, and the D release will run from beginning of January through June 14th. So we have, you know, 2 releases a year. At least that's kind of what I break down and show here. I list these as proposed, looking for feedback from people, but you'll notice that in the dev cycle, we have a maintenance release early on, so the developers have an opportunity to do some defect correction from the previous release. Then there's a maintenance release, and then there's a couple of windows of no activity. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. Meant to do this. Both at the end of the maintenance, at the end of the regular release. And so there's some opportunities here for the developers to find windows of time to, recover from some of the sprint cycles and get into a period of defect or software support activities. The test sprints, the software, task descriptions, breaking down the epics, user stories. We really have to start imposing and using more of the Jira tools, options, so that we can track and report on each of the projects more effectively, and then there's ORED. So people can take a look at both these, give feedback, and see what people think about timing, how else we want to break down the activities and descriptions. But that was one of the things, at least we have a point of reference. People, want to change, let's discuss it and figure out what makes the most sense. All right, so that gives you
Jack, a question on the Cherry release time. You have working group input requirements for Cherry release in June 14th to 20th of June, right? So I know at least for working group 3, I'm not sure if the requirements will be done by then.
Then we won't use them. That's just we will cut it off and we will work from whatever is available at that time. We just can't be constantly changing, things so that the developers don't know what to build. So if we don't have information, then we'll focus our use cases and epics on a different aspect of what is available. But, you just can't keep changing and put the developers and the testers in a place where they can't, where the timelines are aggressive enough to change the plan constantly on them isn't really that easy. We can shift things a little bit, but I don't know how we don't give them the information for them to figure out how to address their tasks in zero time and have them write quality code in zero time. It's just not going to
work. Yeah, no, it's a fair point. So I would at least request if you can when you have your TSC meetings, the Oran Alliance TSC meetings that you guys go to, if you can bring this chart up and show specifically this point, that OSC's inputs are frozen on this date, then they can take that input. I think it's important for everybody to hear that across all working groups.
Well, not only that, but understand that if you miss a date, let's just say we're talking about Cherry, if it's not in the Cherry release on June 15th, you won't see that feature completed till effectively June 15th, 2021. Right, because it doesn't appear in Cherry, it will get into the plan for D, but then it doesn't get implemented to the completion of D, which is more or less a year later. So, you know, this is what we've been telling people. But I just wanted to manifest it. Now this is still a proposed plan, but this is, you know, where we need to start putting things down. And if people have, you know, if the teams want to approach it differently, but at least I'd have put the stake in the ground so that people understand where we're at with the discussions. And if there's a change to that, then as a community, we decide, but that's where, at least what I gathered up from what we, you know, the discussions.
There's still one comment, Jack. Yinri, you wanted to comment as well?
Oh, no. Yep. You can go first. It's okay.
I'm not sure what do you mean by work in the Oran Alliance role? What do you mean by working group input specification freeze and working group review? So I understand, for instance, the working group review, you have that in the middle of July. That corresponds to what Oran calls the end of working group approval. So there are 2 weeks.
So we've been asked to coordinate with the Oran working groups. And so this was actually part of even our existing bronze release. We have these touch points. So the goal was that at these dates in our plan, we would there was a kind of a formal step with the ORAD working groups. So as part of planning and identifying the epics, we would look for working group input. When we completed our planning and before we started our development environment, our development sprints, we would do a review with them so that people knew what we were doing. Then we had a touch base after 2 dev sprints. We can give them feedback of how we're doing on that. And then after, I think the last one I have to update. That one's we give them so Dev Sprint 4 ends, you know, the April 26th, and then we would give them a demo, about 2 weeks after that of what we thought the functionality that we're planning on releasing. In this release, in this case, bronze, there's a documentation that is available to them. And then when we release it, we basically hand it over to them for people can use it. So this is kind of the track that we talked about and agreed on with, you know, the interactions with the working groups and Oran Alliance. And so for Cherry, the only thing I updated was added as part of this, you know, looking for input, was also just added the comment that this was, you know, we'd be freezing what specifications we'd be working with. So, you know.
Okay, there's a difference. I think there's a difference between a frozen specification, and because the specification will be reviewed, it will still be developed during the week, what do we have there, 21 and 22. But of course we can say that we will use the specific version of the specification, knowing what there is most likely be the what most likely will be the content. But eventually I think the terms here we need to clarify a bit what is expected.
Maybe so Saurabh, my understanding
go ahead.
Oh no. So Saurabh, my understanding is that the phrase here is not the phrasing of the specification for ORAN working groups. Is that my understanding is that we just recognize at this time, by this time, the latest specification that we have from working group.
Yes, specifically. I think I understand. It would be good to write this down somewhere because this is so easy to misinterpret. So for instance, my interpretation of this now is that in the week 21, we take a look at what the working group output will be over the next couple of weeks. And then we say in week 21, we say we will use specification version 2.1 that ORAN Alliance is planning to release in week 23.
Which ones they've already released that we'll build to, correct?
Yeah, correct.
That's
the
intent. So that we just agree on which versions or what specifications we're building to, so everybody is working from a common point of reference. Yeah. So happy to use a different word from Freeze, and I'll put some notes here on how to better understand that. But at least it's good. It's starting the conversation, right? Which is
so. Then the working group review, the one in week 25. Let me check. So that's basically when the working group has approved the most likely the specification that we are using.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about specifically the RIC one, right? Because they're all the working groups have different timelines, right?
No, they actually will have a unified timeline. I'm actually about to say this.
Okay.
Chuck, I think I will come back to you all show up. We will point you to a link which contains the latest kind of time plan for the release specification approval and release timeline. This was kind of distributed and agreed and distributed by the alliance among the working groups. So the basic idea is that every year there will be, let's call a three trains, and each train will carry a patch of specification at the fixed date for the board approval. And so, for example, the next train, I think the next train will be kind of 22. It's August 20th, right?
That will be the board approval.
For board approval.
August
9th. Anyway, I didn't remember the exact date, but I will come back to you. And I believe that, that time plan. So first, that time plan is very close to what you have drawn here. But probably we need a slight modification. I didn't remember the details then, but I will come back to you.
Okay, and we should add that information here for reference.
Yes.
Clean it up, but you're getting the point of the discussion, right? We need to figure out how to, line these up and make some decisions.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. So that gives people at least some ideas of where we're going. At least now there's proposed dates for, and I expect that going forward after, to E, F, G, H, that they more or less stay around the same twice a year, beginning in January, ending in December kind of window. We have to talk about, it's tight, but I expect that they stay within those kinds of windows, or at least that's the view right now. And, we could change it in the future if there's interest, but that's where we're settling.
Has there been any discussion of maybe delaying bronze a little bit because of all the, because of the situation, and doing integration and test setup is going to be a little challenging.
So each release has to make its own decisions, right? And we have to talk about what impact that has on the subsequent release, right? If there's enough impact by, you know, in bronze, if we stretch out, we did this a little bit in amber because it was the first release. If we stretch out into the end-to-end testing, you know, there is a little bit of opportunity here at the end, but let's just say we stretch it out 2 weeks. What does that mean for the cherry opportunity? It reduces the maintenance release window, but does it affect, you know, the beginning and planning for cherry, and then we start cherry off late? You have to have that discussion. But at least now the community can have that discussion and make a request to the TOC, and the TOC can consider these options and look at what impacts there would be. I mean, it's not something we recommend overall. It's usually we reduce some functionality, but you know, these are unusual times, and happy to discuss what is best for the project. All right. Any other questions on the release timelines? So, all right. David, now that we kind of are starting to talk more about the D release, do you want to help us with setting up a D vote at some point?
Yeah, it will be there later today. One question with the naming, basically there is very few colors beginning with D in English. So usually for the first releases, there was quite a lot of them. So I could discard things like the two name colors, right? But for the D, there is a lot of dark and deep blues and greens and whatever. So basically, it will be probably just three or four names. I'm not sure if I remember the number correctly. So it will be fairly easy vote this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for organizing that. That's great. Any questions for David? Okay. Let's see, item H, Jinri will provide Jack with working group 2 and 3 adjustment timeline for, I think, was that what we were just talking about, Jinri, or is that something different?
No, I think we discussed this last week, and then the follow-up is regarding the timeline that you just shown. Okay. So I think we should close this. But I think I do have a new AP, I mean, which is to provide the new timeline from the Orion Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thorif, share the OSC alignment aspect slides. You did that. That led to the other work that we just did. We reviewed the timeline. So thank you, Thorif. And then your comments. And so this leads up to what Jinri was just talking about. So was there anything we didn't cover about this so far? Okay, so I think we can consolidate all this up into one, you know, one timeline discussion. All right, item J, Tracy, Tristan, set up a call with Jack and David because community asked for a release manager. So we did have that discussion yesterday. So we talked about a number of items, and we're going to continue that discussion to see how we can continue to improve. You know, just to be clear, look, we're a young community. Some of our needs are a little different than other communities. We put in place some procedures to get started, but as a community, if people find something that isn't working, or something that works better, or some other ideas, we're open to this, right? So don't hesitate to bring them forward to either the appropriate PTL or to the TOC. You know, this is a community for, you know, everybody. And so if we can do things better, we're certainly open to hearing and listening and adjusting, you know, as we settle into, you know, having done this now the second time, there might be some things we can learn and get better at. Okay. Okay, John Kearney, open a ticket with LF for the Confluence calendar issue. Is John on?
I don't think John was here today.
I don't think John's on today, so I don't know. Tristan, did you see any ticket opened yet?
About which one? Sorry.
This is for the calendar issues about how.
Yes, there was a ticket open. They were, I think, working through it. I did see the ticket. Yep.
Okay. So that's kind of in your hands to give us an idea of how and what, when it get, when they, if they come to a resolution or have any items, let us know. Okay.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Release manager. I think we've already covered all of this. Let's just talk about where we are on the specific bronze release. If we look at the timeline for right now, right, today is March 25th. So for March 25th, we're right in the middle of dev cycle 3. So with the completion of dev cycle 2, we'll start getting some updates and expecting that the PTLs update their tables with their dev sprint 2 status updates. We're more than halfway through this particular release. So if people are having questions and concerns, they should be able to, you know, raise them, see if we can address any of them. So it's an important window, because we'll be so late into the cycle that it'll be hard to make any adjustments. So with that, I'll ask, you know, we'll go to the overall PTL list. So next week I'll probably be starting to spend more time on the PTLs, get an update on each of their projects, kind of like we did previously. We'll go down and have each PTL recap what they've done in release 2. Our dev cycle 2, and if there are any major issues that they're struggling with at that time. But right now, since we spent more time on the action item list today and on the release planning, I'll ask more generically, is there any major items that any PTL would like to raise to the TOC right now for us to address this week?
This is Torev. Just one comment. That you see it there in 8B.2. I updated 2 weeks ago this how to request committer changes. I'm not sure if we ever discussed this based on the discussion that we had 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago in this meeting.
Okay.
So if I hope that I caught everything correctly, maybe you specifically, Jack, can read this again just to double check that that's in line with your understanding how to do committer changes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. I will check on that and let you know if there's anything different. But thank you for updating that, and and adding that. So just to reiterate, you know, we updated the committer change process does not require a TOC vote, that each project should manage their committers once the project is formed. When we form a project, we ask for the initial committer list. All right.
Hi, Jack. Sorry, this is Lucian. I have two things. One is in terms of code quality. Linux Foundation is using Sonar Cloud as a tool for reporting unit test coverage, static analysis results, those kind of things. The integration team, we have completed providing sample repo setup so that if the code in the repo, you do unit testing, you have your coverage tools already incorporated, then following those examples, you can set up your repos so you can publish your code analysis results to sonarcloud.io. We captured the steps on the wiki page. So for one is if you are a PTL, now you can work with your repo owners, try to incorporate this into part of the process. Two is if at the right time TOC decides to, for example, putting a bar on what is the code coverage percentage. So this would help achieving that. Item number two is...
Well, Lijing, where can people find these examples? Is it under the integration and test project or...
I believe there is a contribution... let me try to find it so I can post it to the chat. Sorry, give me a minute. I'll do it right after.
Right. But as part of your integration and test, post it somewhere here so that people can find, you know, find a reference to it. All right?
Okay. I will do that. All right. Number two items is for the sprint demo. I sent the email to the mailing list as well as to the PTLs. So far we have we secured some projects, the demos, the simulation and the OEM. They have already completed the demo. It was done on their own on their own weekly call. That's fine as long as you recorded a video and provide the link. That's fine. The non-real time reported that the past sprint, they did not have significant things that they could demonstrate. Then the near real time, both platform and app, they would provide the demo next Thursday. Also today we have an integration OTF demo, later during the integration testing weekly call. So for other PTLs, I don't know if you could provide me what you would like to do in terms of the previous sprint development sprint achievement demo.
These things are important. So, they give us a sense of how things are progressing. It also kind of burdens you a little bit with pulling things together and showing the progress. So we appreciate your support of the demo activities. In terms of the testing, you know, we've been waiting for this framework to be put in place. I would ask the TOC overall to consider putting guidelines in place for the Cherry release. So the sooner people start to look at it and incorporate it and become familiar with it, the better off they'll be. So please follow up on Lijing's comments and start looking at how Sonar can be incorporated into your specific projects. This is going to start to... That plus the JIRA is going to start to bring pressure to some of the projects where they're not doing all their code contributions, you know, in more actively in the, you know, as part of the repo and build process, you know. So this is going to, you know, highlight some of those challenges for some of those projects. All right, any questions for Lijing in integration and test? All right, Ritwik, do you have anything on the requirement software architecture committee updates?
Not at the moment. I think we're going to start Cherry really soon. And yeah, thanks for sharing the fee release timing.
Okay.
We do need to talk to kind of decide on the VRV proposal. I think that's the only request that's kind of pending from us.
Right. That's the big. Yeah. I mean, that drives also the underlying question is how, what is our, you know, the overall mission of you know, of what we're trying to accomplish is not just the features, but pulling together the overall stack, and that's challenging when all the pieces can mature at different rates. And so the strategy is important to how to show pieces evolving and progress. All right.
Yeah, Jack, so just to add a little bit to that, I mean, we have about 1.5 development sprints left before the testing, full system testing cycle start. And I think the simulator plays a very important role here. So if we could ask the TOC to have a decision on that sooner than later, that would be super.
Okay. As people are familiar, they've been working on a plan. Lots of good discussions. Viavi has stepped up to bring a lot of information, but there's challenges in terms of how, when, what is the cost, you know, what's the different trade-offs to the different options. And so we have some decisions that we need the broader TOC to weigh in on here. Now, we didn't cover, it fell off the list. We didn't give our, you know, David, you know, was there any update with the testing committee?
Mm-hmm.
You were gonna work with.
I think not from me, but I think William was doing that. Yeah.
Yes. William, any update on from the testing committee or the interaction with the testing focus group?
Hi, this is William. For the moment, we are currently working on this test and integration specification. So work for now are going. From the Orange part, we expect to provide some inputs next week. But in general, we have a good progress on these different works inside this test integration specification. And also, I think that the aspects from the open source part could be interesting to provide some inputs. For the moment, we are thinking about the input from other working groups as well as the open source software community. So I think that in coming weeks, we will have more details on that.
Okay. Has that group addressed how they're going to simulate the different pieces? Should we be having a conversation about, you know, how the Viavi and the simulator is going to play a role in that aspect of the work as well, so that we're coordinated?
Yeah, Viavi is in fact leading this part of this test and integration focus group. They have a great proposal in general in these different meetings, and we are trying to work with them in order to organize different parts of this specification. I think that the question about these open source components for these interfaces and different modules will be a key aspect to take into consideration in the first version as well and in the coming ones. We are also trying to have more inputs from other working groups in order to have different specifications taking into account in different part of this this first specification. So we are working with BIABI in this different aspect.
Could I ask you to work with Ritwik and set up a meeting with the test, with whoever the leadership is in the test committee space, to have a discussion so that we're synchronized with the, and we invite the TOC members so we can get together and talk about, the common issues here, helping us make a decision of how we're gonna move forward on this. Could you set something up in the next week? Try to at least.
Yeah, of course. I will discuss with Ko from BIABI in order to try to schedule this meeting for next week. Okay.
Yeah, the key is to get a couple to get some of the decision and thought leaders from the test group there, in addition to BIABI, so that we fairly discuss the interaction of some of our decisions here.
Okay.
I'd like to do.
Okay,
all
perfect.
Right. All right, Ritwik, you'll work with him to set up that. Thank you.
To discuss how William is using BIABI?
Right,
and how
to coordinate
use it
the decisions we're making across the two groups. I just want to understand, their plans and our plans, and so that we're not operating in a vacuum from each other, and invite the whole TOC members. All right.
And invite all the TOC members. Okay. So you want a meeting with the TOC and BIABI together.
And the test committee people. Who is leading the test committee at this point beyond BIABI? Right, is it David Orloff?
The test committee meeting from the ORAN Alliance test?
Yes.
Test integration center? That's what you mean, David Orloff team?
Yes.
Yeah, and Jack, this was one reason why we had a few discussions trying to sync up the TIFG with the objectives here. And it is David Orloff.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want a meeting with David and the talk and the other? Okay, I understand.
Great. All right. Thank you. With that, I'll ask, is there any other business before, we're at the 9 o'clock mark. Is there any other business that anyone wants to raise?
Chuck, so I recall that last week there was a request from OCU regarding the creation of new repo. Have we approved it? Because I think on the email list that I saw 2 approval, right? I'm not sure whether that one has been closed.
So. Okay. Well, we asked about it twice. So if it's not closed, can someone let us know?
Yes, probably. I mean, okay. So that the PTR to check the status.
Yes.
Okay. And I also saw I think the documentation PTR just raised hand just now.
Okay.
Yeah, just one thing to talk on this meeting. We had some discussion a week before about API document, how to create it. I just take an overall consideration about it, and I will suggest each project can create their own API document by their preferred tools. You can use Swagger or DocsGen, whatever tools you want, but just make sure it can be you can generate a web link that I can link it to our documentation page. Yeah, I will also create a wiki page in the documentation wiki. Just give more details about this. That's it.
Okay.
Sorry, just a quick question on the documentation. Once the HTML is generated, where will it be hosted so that we'll, in terms of the linking?
I can talk to you by email. Maybe we can talk after the meeting, how to generate it.
You know, the generating it is fine. It's just where will it be when after it's generated? I presume it needs to be pushed into the docs or something so that it is available where it's going to be hosted so that it can be linked to.
You can just put it in your docs, in the repo docs folder. I will link it.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
And I really would prefer that we try to get people to use the same API tools as much as possible. You know, so is there a reason not to use Swagger? Does anyone have any particular reason why we would use something, not try to standardize on that?
But now, different projects, they use different tools. So, the tools has some limitation to create document from the code automatically. So each project, they have their preference.
Okay. I just recommend about trying to standardize as much as possible. I understand there may be some exceptions, but if people are on the fence, you know, they should standardize, you know, pick the same one is all that I'm saying. If someone has a justification for doing it differently, but you really want to try to bring people towards a more common set of tools where possible. Just something to think about. All right. With that, we will, I'll end today's call and thank everyone for attending. And I'll hand this over to Li Jing, who will begin his integration call.
Yes. Thanks, Jack.
All right. I just made you